Welcome to the Moms Who Create podcast. I'm Kelly Heil, a mom, author, and artist, and I'm on a mission to celebrate and empower you. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, I'm sharing my insights and resources, diving into the stories of amazing writers, artists, and entrepreneurs, and helping you rewrite the narrative of balancing motherhood with your creative journey. Grab your coffee, a notebook, and let's get started. This is the Moms Who Create podcast. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Moms Who Create podcast. Spring is here. We have longer daylight hours. We have more time to be creative with our kids. So we're just going to jump into some ideas of how you can bring more art this spring, outside or inside, with your children. Okay, let's go. Let's first start with painting on a canvas outside. These other things are more specific, like painting on rocks, you know, doing collages. But this is one that we really do just skip over. We skip over taking what we do inside and taking it outside. So imagine this. The sun is shining. There's the tiniest little wind just, you know, blowing your little hair back. The birds are chirping. You're just lounging in your backyard with your little artist beside you. And one of the best parts of this is cleanup. You're outside, so it is so much easier to clean up paint messes outside than inside on your hardwood floors. It sounds pretty perfect, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. So all you'll need are just some big canvases. And I say big because I think you should let your kids go crazy on painting outside. You too. Don't take a little, you know, 8x10 canvas out there. Get a big one. It can be a cheap one. You can go to the clearance section of Joann's. By the way, if you're listening to this like in real time, Joann was having 70% off their canvases like 2 weeks ago. And they're still doing a big spring sale. So FYI, go get some big canvases. I got a really big one. I don't even remember the dimensions right now, but it was $9. $9, and it's massive. So FYI, go check out that. I'm not sponsored by them, but I mean, I would happily be sponsored by Joann. So you have your big canvases. You can put them on the ground. You don't need some easels to take outside. You could also go buy a tree. You could go buy your playground, a trampoline, anything outside, really. I don't suggest leaning it against your house unless you're super brave. If you're super brave, go for it. Maybe you'll add a little mural to your house at the same time. But put your big canvas out there. Get some cheap paints. You don't have to get expensive paints. Don't get your fancy ones out, Mama. No. Go get some cheap ones from Walmart and go at it. If you have really little ones, you could just like deep dive into abstract art and just let them use their hands, let them use their feet, whatever they want to do to just kind of get that energy out, but also put it towards something creative, do that. If you have older ones, this is a time to work on, you know, refining some skills or working on how... Okay, I teach my daughter this. If she wants to draw something, she's a perfectionist. She's six, but she's a perfectionist. So she'll look at it and be like, I can't do that. And I say, okay, I learned this in college, Charlotte. Let's do it this way. Squint your eyes. And we squint our eyes and we look at what shapes make up that object. So if it's a tree, okay, just squint your eyes. Don't think about all the individual leaves everywhere. Just look. Well, it kind of looks like a circle, or it looks like a triangle, and then it has a long rectangle at the bottom, and then it kind of just goes out at the bottom into this huge land mass of grass. So there, you have a long rectangle, and either like a circle or a triangle at the top. Start there, then add in the details. Little ways that we can be art teachers to our kids. So we can mix nature in with, you know, like I said, refining these skills of painting. So I'm going to give you a little tip. Tips about going outside with a huge canvas and also about squinting your eyes and putting big detailed things into blurry shapes. Because if we can start there, it helps us be less scared of painting, less scared of drawing. Take away all the details and start with the basics, and we're only going to go up from there. Next up is rock painting. Not necessarily getting all the smooth, really nice rocks and then just painting a smile on them or a hearts. That's super fun. Don't get me wrong. You can do that. Go get some rocks. You can even go to like Lowe's or anywhere really just to get a handful of cheap rocks and draw on them. But I saw this online and I wanted to share this with you because I want to do this too. And I think it would be kind of fun if you joined me in this with your children. Find some square and rectangle rocks and paint them as books. Oh my goodness. So what are your favorite books? What are your children's favorite books? They don't have to be big. They can be small rocks. Paint the cover on them or stack them and just do the spines. So it looks like you have a stack of books outside. And if you're, you know, totally put off by doing the whole cover because I can't do a cover of a book, just do the spines. Do it one color and then write the name of the book on there. I saw this online. It was very detailed, very amazing. But you can make it your own, you know, version, your kid version for your kids. I haven't done this yet, or I would point you to like a picture on my Instagram. I wish I would have before this, but I haven't because it just came to my mind whenever I wanted to record this. But go to Google and Google like rock painting books. It's absolutely incredible. And I cannot wait to do that with my kids this year. There's a place in Aberdeen, South Dakota. It's called Storybook Land. And my kids love it. Love it. It's kind of like an amusement park, but basically it's just based off children's books. I could talk about it for a long time. Google that too. But when you walk in, they have a fountain and it's book sculptures. But you could also look at it as, you know, painted rocks as books. And then they have a fountain around it. Oh my goodness, it's so cool. It's like, it makes me want to paint these rocks as books and then somehow in my own DIY way, make a fountain around it. Now that's a huge project. I probably won't do that. But if you're feeling up for it, paint the rocks, seal them, and then make a fountain. Oh, just dreams. That's so dreamy. Calling all creative moms with big dreams and busy schedules. Are you feeling overwhelmed by the idea of writing a children's book? Do you find yourself lost in the maze of publishing details, unsure where to start? That's why Jacqueline Christine, a dedicated wife, mother of five, and passionate children's author, created the Children's Author Checklist. Because if anyone knows the struggle, it's Jacqueline. The Children's Author Checklist is designed to alleviate the overwhelm of the publishing process and empower aspiring authors like you. So say goodbye to endless research and confusion and focus on your next bestseller. Take control of your publishing journey and don't let uncertainty hold you back. Download your free Children's Author Checklist today and take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. Visit jacquelinechristine.com/checklist now. That's jacquelinechristine.com/checklist. This next one you may or may not have already done, but make a nature collage. This one is perfect for the days when you just really want to get outside, soak up the sunshine, get some baskets. Hey, it was just Easter. Grab your Easter baskets, go outside, go for a nature walk. Tell your kids we're just going to go outside and just kind of breathe the fresh air. And then they can collect all sorts of treasures like flowers, twigs, leaves, acorns, anything they find on the ground that makes them happy and makes them think of the outside. When you get back home, you know, spread out paper, glue, scissors, all the things, and let your kids just go wild. They can arrange all their finds however they want into a nice collage. It could make a picture or it could just be like a display of everything they found this spring outside in nature. And I would suggest you do that too. This is such like a kid project, right? Oh, our kids can go out and pick some stuff off the ground and make a collage. You do it too. Make an art project. Shake things up a little bit. Do something different. Do something different. Go outside and make yourself a collage of flowers or leaves. Or I have so many like walnuts in my backyard, which I'm actually allergic to. So I probably won't do that. But make something, make a little sculpture. You can throw it back outside when you're done. Open that other part of your mind and let your imagination go in a different way than it has in a long time, probably. Now, let's move along to like a birdhouse or a bird feeder. Now, I know what you're thinking. Birdhouses, those are like super complicated, right? Yeah, they can be actually. But you know what? Lowe's, Home Depot, Menards, they exist because they have some really easy to build DIY kits. You can really find these DIY birdhouse kits at pretty much any craft store. Look around, maybe even Walmart, Target, places like that. And they usually come with everything you need to just assemble and decorate them. So you can paint them whatever color you want to paint them, or just leave them a natural wood. You could make simple ones using recycled materials, like empty plastic bottles, like empty milk cartons. Just cut some holes so the birds can access the food. Jazz them up with some paint or stickers, and then watch your backyard become the hot dining spot for all the birds in your neighborhood. I got a bird feeder recently for the first time in my entire life. I'm 35, just got my first bird feeder. And it's so much fun to watch the birds out there just eat. And there's so many of them, but they eat the food really quickly, I'm learning. Maybe I'm just getting older and I love, you know, relaxing and slowing down a bit more than I used to. But it is so relaxing sitting in my living room and watching birds eat bird food. Try it. Just try it. Take my advice. This one is a winner, especially if you want fake flowers, but you don't want fake flowers and you don't want to drop all that cash on the Lego kits. Have you seen those Lego kits of like the bouquets? Oh, they're incredible. That's something you could do together with your children too. You want to go get the Lego kits? Amazing. But if you want to save a hefty amount of money, do this. All you need is some construction paper or cardstock and just like a bunch of rainbow colors and hues. Get a pair of scissors, a whole lot of imagination. Cut out flower shapes and then just like fold and glue them together. Add some leaves, stems. Really, you can make whatever flower you want to make and however shape you want to make. You cannot go wrong with this, because there is no wrong way to make a flower, especially from your imagination. And your kids can come up with some really crafty and really new flowers. Plus, it's a great way to sneak in a little lesson about colors, shapes, and, you know, just maybe a touch of botany. Go to Goodwill or your local thrift store if you want to get a real vase to put these in. It'll make your kids feel like they did something like extra fancy, not just drawing and cutting out and making their own flowers, but putting it in like a real vase. I don't know. It adds a touch of flair and it makes your kids feel more seen as artists. Okay. I hope you liked my ideas. There you have it. 5 super fun and just totally doable art projects to put a little art magic into your spring days. So get your paintbrushes, get your little artists, and go craft something fun this spring. And also, remember, it's not about the end result. I say it a million times, but it's about the memories you make along this journey with your children. They're going to be 20 one day, and they won't want to go outside and pick up sticks with you or, you know, get messy on a canvas. Let's really, really, really embrace this together with them. And don't forget to embrace the fun you're having with yourself along the way. Find that kid in you. Find that person that isn't so serious about art, or put away what you're going to make for dinner later that day, or the end of tax season, whatever it is. Like, put that away. Embrace your kid. Focus 100% on them. Go outside and be a nature artist. Be Thomas Kincaid and go find a lighthouse if you live by a lighthouse. That would be amazing. I want to live by a lighthouse. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Put these into practice and go have fun with your kids. I hope you had a great Easter. Happy spring.